Marshallese people are very practical. They live in a small, difficult environment, and when clothes had to be made from pandanus or other fibres, then they made them, and then when cloth came into the picture, then they started to wear clothes made out of cloth, and therefore it was no longer necessary to weave the fine clothing mats. I think the last time clothing mats were made in the Marshalls, according to one of the old weavers, was during the Second World War, when material didn't come in because of the theatre of war. So they were making their clothing mats then, and then when the war was over, around about 1950, the weaving of these particular kinds of mats, which is very fine and highly decorated, died out.
Well, the craft has been revived, as we said in the introduction. So what are they being made out of? What materials are being used today?
It's the same. It's fibre, pandanus, a particular kind of pandanus, and also interwoven with a form of hibiscus and a creeper that is also found, but in rather short supply. But those are the three main ingredients or fibres used for the mat.
And are they worn still today, or are they just for festivals?
No.
And traditions?
Just for traditional events. For instance, it's a forum this week, and some very fine jacqui were worn as part of one of the traditional dances the other evening.
Well, they're being preserved forevermore now in a virtual museum. How does that work?
What we discovered was that there's quite a number of old jacquied held in the collection in overseas museums, usually in archives. So they're really inaccessible to the Marshallese people and all people because they're not on display. So we've been collecting photographs of as many of these mats as possible, and decided a few years ago that it would be very good to have them in a virtual museum, so that people could, especially the Marshallese, could see their mats. Because when we first brought photographs of the mats back to the Marshalls, that's in the 2006, the people hadn't seen this beauty in the mats of their ancestors. They had forgotten that these types of mats existed. So we realised that an important function would be to get pictures of these to the people, and the virtual museum is the best way to do that.
And has that inspired the Marshallese now to reproduce the designs they're now seeing from their ancestors?
Not the museum, because we've just launched it. We've only recently had a sufficiently good broadband connection here in the Marshalls to be able to produce a virtual museum. But right from 2006, we've been distributing photographs to weavers, and that's been the basis of the revival.
Dr. Ta'afaki, how do people get onto this virtual museum?
www.clothingmatsofthemarshallislands.com, and there it is.